Now then, quite often when you start talking about prisons and the prison service, we always seem to hear about problems surrounding drugs and also violence, don't we? And of course, last year the government took over the running of HMP Birmingham from the private firm G4S after the chief inspector of prisons accused the Winston Green Jail of being, and I quote, in a state of crisis. Now, in recent years, there's also been criticism of the West Midlands other prisons, that's HMP Featherstone and HMP Oakwood in Wolverhampton, HMP Hall in Redditch and HMP Swinfen Hall in Lichfield.
But now a new report suggests that our prisons aren't exactly as bad as we might think. Former prison psychologist Simon Shepherd, now a director of the charity The Butler Trust, has travelled more than 17,000 miles and visited more than 100 prisons across the country. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning.
So what made you decide to do this?
Well, I think if we want jails to be as good as they can be, then we need to know about the good stuff that's going on and not just the bad stuff. And we need to share that good practice and learn from it across the estate, really. So I visited all 102 closed prisons. That's all the jails with walls and fences around them. And I spoke to more than 2,000 prisoners and staff, basically to ask them about the good things going on in their jails. So I included in that, of course, the whole of the jails in your region. Actually, you forgot Brinsford in your list, which is, so there's a sixth prison in your area, next to Oakwood and Featherstone. So yeah, that was basically the idea, and that's what I did. It turned out to be a bit of a bigger job than I'd expected, but was actually a really positive experience, and I think quite at odds with a lot of what you read in the press and a lot of what you hear out there in the media, to be fair, about what's going on in our jails.
So what sort of good stuff are you talking about?
Oh, I mean, all sorts of good stuff, but particularly around rehabilitation. I think obviously, if we want the people that go into our prisons to come out better than they went in, and there's a lot of good work going on in the region and nationally around rehabilitation. Like, for instance, at Swinfen Hall, they've got a range of offending behaviour programmes and a specialist personality disorder unit there. If you look at Featherstone, you've got all sorts of vocational training going on there. You'll probably be aware that's an industrial prison. They've got a rail track course, for instance, which makes a real difference and the prisoners really value, because that's an area they can get work in. So there's all that sort of work is going on. And then I think the other stuff that's really happening and making a big difference is they brought in quite a lot of new staff over the last couple of years, and they've made a big difference. And the other thing that's a real game changer, I think, is a program that they're calling Key Work, under which every prison officer will get training and time to spend one-to-one with a group of around six prisoners. So they'll meet each of their six prisoners once a week and spend time with them, looking at what they need to do in order to make the most of their time inside and prepare for their release. And so that's making a massive difference.
A lot of positives then. So what about the drugs and the violence? Because that's immediately what people think of when they think about prisons.
Oh, yeah, and you'd need to be, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, yeah, no, do you know what, they're all fine, there's no problems in our prisons. There are problems in prisons, undoubtedly. The drugs and violence really kind of took off from about 2013, so you'll probably be aware there were reductions in staff from about 2010 to 2013-14, and to a level which I think they found it got too low and they weren't able to manage what was kind of like a double whammy of the staff cuts and also the drug spice and mamba and these new psychoactive substances. They got into our jails and there weren't enough staff to cope with that. And that's really, I think, what went wrong. And so it's going to take them a while to change that and turn that around, even with the new staff, because they've got to bed in, they've got to learn the skills required to be a good prison officer, because it's a really difficult job. But they are doing, they're beginning to do that, and we're beginning to see that the latest stats that came out only last week, actually, bears that out and shows that what I was finding as I went round is now translating into the stats. So, it's encouraging. They've got a long way to go, undoubtedly, and they need to hold on to the new staff they've got if they're going to consolidate that change. But I think, sometimes we need to give credit where it's due and recognise that maybe things aren't as bad as they seem. And insofar as things have improved, I think that the key people we need to give credit to are the prison officers, because they do an unbelievably difficult job, and they're at the heart of everything that's good in our jails, and they deserve a lot more credit than I think they get.
So what is morale like in prisons, not just amongst the staff, but amongst the inmates as well, from your experience?
Well, yeah, that's a really difficult question. You know, I mean, I joined the prison service in 1989, and I remember a colleague of mine, I used to work as a prison psychologist, and a colleague of mine did a survey of staff morale back in 1989 at Glenparva over in Leicester, and staff, the results came back saying staff morale has never been worse. Whenever you ask the question, what's morale like, the answer is always, it's never been worse. Certainly the impression I got over the last 18 months going around all the jails was that it was at the beginning of 2018, I think, morale was low. I think, to be fair, the staff had been through a really, really, really difficult time. And then you started to feel, or I started to feel, confidence building among staff and prisoners during 2018 and into 2019, that they were beginning to turn a corner. So I think, you know, like I say, I'm not going to sit here and say everything's fine and rosy. It's not. And, you know, places like Birmingham's been through an awful time. The staff at Birmingham have been through such a difficult time and really unsettling time over the last 18 months. Actually, I went there, it was this year that the government announced the change, not last year, from private to public. And I was there the day that the announcement was made. And, you know, it was obvious that they've really been through the ringer. But those people are striving and continuing to come in, day out, to make a difference. And I think it's kind of like the pride and the commitment that they have. That's something that is really worth valuing.
Well, it's interesting, you know, just to make it clear, you have no agenda. You've just gone in there, you know, with an open mind. And the phrase you've just used there, now, you believe then that a corner has been turned.
I think so. I mean, if you say if we've got an agenda, my agenda was I wanted to find out about the good things going on. And there was a reason for that, which is, like I said at the beginning, if we want prisons to be as good as they can be, we need to know about the good stuff. And nobody else is really looking at that. But I don't have an agenda in that, you know, I'm not being a spokesperson for anybody. I mean, I've worked in and around prisons for 30 years. I'm passionate about wanting our prisons to be the best they can be. And that was my agenda, if you like. But yeah, I do. I think a corner is being turned. I think there's no doubt about that.
Thanks very much. That's former prison psychologist Simon Shepherd.